أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Xavier International Schools Network. I'm really glad having brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Masoom, and also Ali Nasir with me here. Welcome, everybody. So everybody's alhamdulillah okay, all right, energetic and ready. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 44, Surah Hud, on page 226. Brothers and sisters, if you have the Quran with you, turn to page 226, Surah Hud, Ayah 44. Masoom, Hussein, Hassan, and Ali Nasir. Let's listen to the recitation first, all right?
Yes.
Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa qila ya ardu ibla'i ma'aki wa ya sama'u aqli'i wa ghidal ma'u wa qudiyal amru. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِيِّ وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So, the story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was mentioned in the previous verses of this surah. And also, Allah Almighty continues the story, okay? Says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل يا أرض إبلعي. But we will, inshallah, talk about the tajweed points that if you connect them, it becomes أرض إبلعي, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
يا أرض إبلعي. But if you start from the word after أرض, you say إبلعي, right?
Yes.
Why do you say إبلعي?
Because of the third letter.
Oh, the third letter has got a fatha. Hamzatul wasl will be assigned with a kasra. So, وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَا أَكِي وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي. This is not Hamzatul wasl, okay? It has a hamza, not Hamzatul wasl, Hamzatul qata. وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Remember that the creation of Allah Almighty, the universe, whatever we have in the universe, whatever creature you see in the universe, they all are what? They all are what?
Creatures.
Creatures of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty, if commands them, if Allah Almighty commands them, they will be doing whatever Allah Almighty commands them, okay?
Yes.
Look, Allah Almighty commands what? The earth. Okay, Allah Almighty commanded the earth. O earth, swallow your water. When the flood took all over the earth, okay, then Allah Almighty commanded the earth to swallow the water. Got it? And then Allah Almighty, what? Commands the sky. O sky, leave off. No more water. No more raining. Got it? And Allah Almighty commands what? The water. Allah Almighty commands the angels. Allah Almighty commands the oxygen, the wind, whatever we have around us. All the creatures, Allah Almighty can command them. Okay? Why? Why? Because إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah Almighty is the power. His power takes all over the creatures. So, guys, let's go today. Tajweed points. I want Ali Nasir to recite once this ayah, then inshallah we'll move on.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء
أحسنتم
وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي
Stretch there. على الجودي You see there is a shut the sign.
Yeah.
على الجودي Okay, move on.
وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين
أحسنتم وقيل قيل is the passive form of قال قال
قيل
He said قيل It was said Okay
yeah.
قيل يا أرض أرض is what?
Earth
The earth They are kind of similar, right?
Yes.
أرض Earth وقيل يا أرض يا is the mat wajib here or جائز are you sure
no I think it's wajib
Hassan what did you say
it's wajib
mashallah but that's wrong
but
the answer is wrong yes is yeah. one word
yeah.
أرض is another word
يا
أرض so Because the mad letter, which is with the word ya, and the hamza in the word ard, they are in two separate words. Though they are compound, but they are two words, right?
Yeah.
Hassan?
Yes.
Two words, okay? That's why it is
jais.
It's munfasil. They are separated. So the mad becomes jais, not wajib.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents Let's recite the Quran
So, وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ How do you read it? يَا أَرْضُ
ضُبْلَعِي
ضُبْلَعِي يَا أَرْضُ ضُبْلَعِي You ignore the Hamzatul Wasl, yes?
Yep.
But what if you start from the word بلعي, how do you say it? بلعي, is that correct? بلعي And it is difficult, you can't read it. Arabs normally do not read that way. When a word starts with sakin letter, okay? Arabs do not read it that way. Arabs add a hamzatul wasl there. Do you see that?
Yeah.
That hamzatul wasl. And then they assign it. So if the third letter, they look at the third letter. Yes?
Yeah.
If the third letter has got a fatha or a kasra, they assign hamzatul wasl with?
Kasra.
Kasra. Ibla'i. If the third letter has got a dhamma,
they assign it with dhamma.
They assign it with a dhamma. Ublu'i, for example, if it was. If the lam had an u. But now the lam has an a, la. So you assign hamzatul wasl with kasra. But because here you join them, you just read all the words together, you don't need this kind of rules. You just ignore hamzatul wasl, join dad to ba. Ya ar-dubla'i ma'aki. So, why aki? Ki is a pronoun. Kaf is a pronoun here, okay? It's a pronoun. But why is it assigned with kasra? Usually, for example, it is ka. Ka is masculine pronoun. It is used for masculine, for male. But ki is used for female, feminine. Ma'aki. O earth, swallow your water. Why it is feminine? Why is it female?
Earth is female.
Because in Arabic, the word earth is a feminine word.
Yes.
Not a real feminine, okay? It's not a lady, okay?
Yeah,
but according to Arabic literature, it is feminine. Okay. But sama, it's also feminine. Aqli'i. Otherwise, it had to be aqli'. Aqli'i. Okay?
Yes.
So, wa ya sama'u. Sama, the mother is also what?
Wajib.
Yes. Oh, don't forget the word ya arudub la'i. When you read it, dub la'i has an echoing sound, the letter.
Qal-qal.
It has a?
Qal-qal.
An echoing sound, the qalqala. So, sama, the mad is wajib, right?
Yeah.
You got extended. Waghidul ma'. Actually, aqli'i as well, echoing sound.
Yeah.
Qalqala. Waghidul ma'. Again, mad is wajib. وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي. صلة tells us here, Hassan.
صلة says that it's better to continue.
Better to continue. وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. How do you read it?
بعدل.
بعدل. You merge them, join them. إدغام. بعدل للقوم الظالمين. That's it. I will recite this ayah. Any questions? Huh?
No
questions? So let's recite this ayah. We have practiced, we have mentioned the tajweed points. Now I will recite them. Make sure you repeat after me. Ready?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء
وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء
وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي
وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي
وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين
وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Ma'asoo. Thank you so much for being with us. So, see you in the next session, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, to stay with Arab English Radio. Thanks to Arab English Radio, Sevier International Schools. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به
هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.